Westlock, Claire Levesque is finally home. The 24-year-old Westlock woman who was murdered in the Shetland Islands in February, had her remains cremated at the end of March, and is now back in Canada with her family. Claire returned home from Scotland on April 14, following a process of repatriation, said Father Clint Levesque, who shared about the emotional homecoming of his daughter. "They're in my possession now," said Levesque of his daughter's remains. "There's a sense of relief. Of course, it's not the way you'd like to pick up your daughter after not seeing her for such a long time. It brings closure." Levesque and his late wife Kathleen raised their children, daughter Claire and son William, in Westlock, and both attended Westlock Elementary School and R.F. Staples School. Kathleen passed away 5 years ago after a battle with breast cancer. Levesque said he has plans for Claire's remains, which will most likely take place this summer. "Eventually, my plans are to move her and spread her ashes with my amazing wife that died, and Claire's going to be with her mother. That's where she'd want to be," he said, noting an undisclosed location in Alberta. In an update on Claire's GoFundMe page April 22, family spokesperson and organizer Chris Wallace said, "With a sense of relief, we are pleased to confirm on behalf of Clint that Claire has arrived home in Canada and is now in the hands of her family." Wallace shared the family's relief of repatriating Claire's remains, but noted that relief was compromised by the horrific reality of the manner of death and pending court proceedings. "We want to continue to express our deep gratitude for the support and assistance received from around the world," said Wallace. While the outpouring of support from friends, family, and Westlock residents continues, which Levesque said he is grateful for, he noted the long battle with the courts in the next couple of years. In an email Tuesday morning, Andrew Coyle with the Crown Office and Procurator Fiscal Service Media Relations team said that once a body is released, they have no part in the repatriation process. However, he did note that the investigation is ongoing, and no court dates have been set. Kjean@greatwest.ca